This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What you want here, the toll-free number, 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Coming up here tonight, the politician who advocated caning for adultery has himself been caned for adultery.
Mm-mm-mm.
As is so often the case with these hypocritical, scum-sucking politicians.
They call that projection.
Yeah, they want to pass laws to prohibit things that they themselves are actually guilty of. Yet another example of this. But first, from rightwingwatch.org, some relatively fresh news actually provided in our news story show prep channel on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. I don't know what these users are doing with their usernames. I can't read this person's username, so I have no idea.
You know what? I was off of Discord for a while, and then when I came back, there's all these weird characters and this weird fonts. How is that even allowed? I can't read any of this. How am I supposed to type that in?
You can't. Yeah,
I guess I have to click on that name manually.
I don't even know. Maybe it's because they don't want people to tag them. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I think
it.
Discord, do away with it. Get rid of it. It's crap. We don't need that.
I'd give the guy credit if I could read his damn name, but I can't. Anyway, the headline here, PayPal is now terminating Stefan Molyneux's account.
Yeah.
According to rightwingwatch.org. Now, who is Stefan Molyneux?
Some guy. He's a Canadian from Scandinavia.
Yep, that's all true.
He's a universally preferable YouTuber.
He's bald.
He used to be a libertarian. And something happened this guy. Was it cancer? Do you think that's what ate his brain away or something like that?
Yeah, he had... extensive chemotherapy.
Is that the excuse, though, for becoming a Nazi or whatever? I don't know if he would self-describe it that way.
I just think he lost a few IQ points, and that's what the direction took him in. I mean,
Well, I don't know what the story is behind what happened with the fall of Stefan Molyneux, but, I mean, we've had him on our show in the past.
Yeah.
When we broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival years ago, he used to attend that event as a speaker and would bring his family up there, and he was a very principled voluntarist, a very principled, anarchist type. He had a regular YouTube channel, which he still has, apparently, and he's still doing his YouTube thing, but he shifted several years ago, right around the time when Chris Cantwell shifted, because Chris Cantwell tends to follow what Stefan Molyneux does.
They must have put something in the water. Got to both of them.
Well, I think it's just Chris Cantwell just follows what Molyneux does. He's highly influenced by Molyneux. But Molyneux, very intelligent guy, very, very persuasive. He has some really classic libertarian videos out there that have, I think, persuaded a lot of people to join the liberty movement. And then he just made this hard right turn all of a sudden and started becoming sort of misogynistic and basically kind of alt-right / maybe even white nationalist. I don't know. I don't watch the guy's stuff. I've only kind of encountered little bits over the years of some of the things he's been saying, and he doesn't sound libertarian like he used to.
Mm.
So the story here is that PayPal is currently in the process of ending its services with far-right YouTube personality Stefan Molyneux. PayPal spokesperson provided Right Wing Watch with a statement on Tuesday saying that after an extensive review, quote, PayPal has made the decision to discontinue our business relationship with Stefan Molyneux, unquote. An email inquiry sent to his Free Domain Radio show was not returned, but this article will be updated if Molyneux does decide to comment. PayPal donations were a key source of Molyneux's revenue. Videos uploaded to his YouTube channel include links to a donation page with numerous buttons that route users to a PayPal portal where they can make reoccurring and one-time donations to his operation.
It's ironic, actually, that I stopped watching most Molyneux videos. Well, remaining subscribed to him on YouTube anyway, you know, just in case anything ever came across that I decided I wanted to watch again or, you know, something interesting. And an interesting video popped up recently that I decided to actually watch.
With,
full,
really?
Which was just him basically, I mean, he was whining. I mean, I don't mean to be, you know, sound like completely down about it, but he was just whining about how he's being censored and how, you know, this, you know, the landscape now is these companies are, you know, screwing people and they're controlling speech, essentially.
These, a certain group of people.
Well, yeah, Facebook, Google.
Yeah, know, yeah, those, that certain group is screwing another certain particular group of mostly Molyneux
types.
The
left who controls these big companies is censoring the right, essentially, is what's going on, you know, in these large companies. And, you know, Molyneux is talking about it. And it's just interesting to me because what I find really interesting is that, and again, I've had this conspiracy for the longest time about Cantwell, that... because he's kind of said it, and he's hinted at it all along, that his whole Nazi persona character was developed with outing this censoring since the beginning.
What do you mean by outing it? By bringing
that
it,
Cantwell started front. Launching into his Nazi character, and let me be clear here.
He uses that term, by the way, to describe himself.
Yeah, character.
Character.
Yeah, that he's a.
He says Chris Cantwell is a character.
Yeah, and I've advocated for the fact that I thought Chris Cantwell is a character and not actually Chris Cantwell since he was an anarcho-capitalist. Since before he went and became a nationalist, became a white nationalist.
Back when he was libertarian Chris Cantwell, who was angry at the cops.
He was angry at the cops. And when I was the only person standing up and saying, because back in the day, there was out of this building, there was a place located called the Keene Activist Center for activists to come. And it was a membership organization. And one of the, I guess, qualifications for being a member was that you needed to be an advocate for peace. And I was the only person in the group, I think. There was, you know, some touch and go with another person here by the name of Garrett, who I believe has been on the show in the past, who basically were the only, I was the only one who was saying, look, this person who's advocating for killing cops, even if it's just their character, then you need to drop the character to say that you're an advocate for peace. You can't be doing this on the one hand and then saying that you're an advocate for peace on the other. Or saying that, oh, well, it's just retaliatory force to, you know, kill the postman because they're, you know, stealing from you with taxes or murdering a little girl because she stole your paperclip. These were like legit philosophical discussions going on at the time with Cantwell. And I was one of the few people, and there's this whole video about discussing whether or not Cantwell should be a member of this Keene Activist Center, which has been dissolved because it was contentious because people were fighting over whether or not people were libertarian enough and going through these, you know, libertarian purity tests, right? So, you know, I'm an advocate of the purity test. I always have been. And, you know, and I was very well proven out to be right that, hey, advocate for violence here is not a peace advocate, you know. And, but I said that there is a, seems to be a very big difference between the persona that Cantwell seems to be in person and, you know, which is very de-escalating, you know, peaceful person.
He's fun to be around.
Yeah, he's fun to be around. You know, he's humorous. He's not
a talker. He is a bit of a comedian.
You know, and he has friends of all different racial groups and has for a long time. And, you know, that the white nationalist thing is just kind of a fiction. And he had said many times over as this whole thing was developing, you watch the censorship, there's censorship going on these big platforms, it's getting worse. He said a lot of things, and if you look back and if you were to comb through and anybody took the time to comb through the media, you would see this very clear pattern of he was developing this specifically to bring out and trigger him being censored. It was like,
you think this was purposeful?
Oh, I absolutely think it was purposeful.
Even though, do you think it went beyond what he expected it to?
I think he went well beyond what he expected it to, but I think he committed himself to it. He felt, like...
It's damaged his finances pretty significantly.
Oh, yeah.
He's up against a lawsuit now.
And what was the ultimate outcome? Is he trying to start the revolution?
I don't know.
Well, if you believe what he says, then he's trying to create some sort of white nationalist society with him being in charge of the government. He's turned into a total statist, at least in his messaging. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. on the radio waves. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time these days can be a challenge. Travel and work, of course, can get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help. With three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so go to balanceofnature.com. And you can use discount code FTL to get that deal. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL. We're talking about Stefan Molyneux. Formerly a guest on Free Talk Live, has taken a hard right turn in the last several, maybe few years. It's sad to see because he really was a great libertarian communicator for a long time. He did some really epic videos online of helping people understand why the state is a terrible concept, and he was totally principled and really, you know, entertaining, smart guy. And then I don't know what happened to him, but he started going in a right-wing direction and has become this sort of far-right, as being described here at rightwingwatch.org, white nationalist. They actually get into a little bit of what happened in this story about how PayPal is now breaking up with Molyneux. They are ending their business relationship, according to a statement that PayPal recently made. They describe Molyneux in the right-wing watch .org as a far-right political entertainer who stars in what his website describes as the, quote, number one philosophy show in the world, which he's been using that claim for a long time. I don't know what metric, you know, how you can tell whether you're the number one philosophy show, how you make that claim. Molyneux has incorporated white nationalist talking points about immigration into his programming. And in a documentary Molyneux released last year, he expressed his sympathies with white nationalism after visiting Poland, saying, quote, I've always been skeptical of the ideas of white nationalism, of identitarianism and white identity. He said further, however, I'm an empiricist and I could not help but notice that I could have peaceful, free, easy, civilized and safe discussions in what is essentially an all-white country, unquote, he said in the film released last year. In recent months, Molyneux's rhetoric has grown even more blatantly extreme and anti-Semitic. In July of this year, Molyneux said that he was fighting against anti-Semitism for years until it dawned on him that, quote, Jews weren't really fighting against anti-white racism, unquote. Nandini Jami, co-founder of the nonprofit activist group Sleeping Giants, first flagged Molyneux's extreme content to PayPal in April of this year and was told the information she provided would be passed along to PayPal's investigative team. PayPal has grappled with fringe groups that use its services in recent years. The company has suspended its business relationships with figures and groups including Alex Jones, Gab, the Ku Klux Klan, Richard Spencer, the Proud Boys, and other right-wing extremist groups. According to Jami, she says, quote, suspending Stefan Molyneux should have been an open and shut case, so I find it troubling that PayPal required 7 months to complete an investigation of an obvious white nationalist. Well, PayPal's a big company. These companies don't exactly move fast when it comes to making decisions, especially
they did when it came to Alex Jones.
Did they?
They knew before it all happened because they all did it at the same time. And what I want to know is this is something YouTube would have done, I think, before PayPal would have touched this.
Is his YouTube channel still up?
Well, that's a good question.
Stefan Molyneux.
Johnson just said you saw one of them a couple days ago, right?
So
a Molyneux YouTube video.
I don't think it was a couple days ago. It was a while back.
Maybe that's coming next. I don't know. Jami told Right Wing Watch via Twitter, quote, what kind of evidence do they need to move forward with an account suspension? Pictures of men in hoods, people carrying signs that say, we're the KKK? I suspect that Molyneux evaded suspension for so long because he operates within a gray area that tech platforms are generally unwilling to broach. She said further, I hate to think that he was able to buy himself more time on PayPal by labeling himself a philosopher instead of white nationalist, but she says she thinks that's likely.
Yeah, his channel is still up. Guess what? I'm subscribed.
Quote, now that he's been booted from PayPal, I think he's going to find himself bouncing around between payment processors. No one's going to want to touch him. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, you know, it's their decision. PayPal, if they don't want to do business with you, they're not obligated to do so. We've seen PayPal break up with people because they sell Bitcoin online. So,
but not actually advocating for violence against other people. I mean, has he come out saying that we need to put people on cattle cars and ship them out of our country?
Because, I doubt that.
Because they're messing up our white nationalism. Is he even really a white nationalist? Or is he just putting these ideas out there?
It sounds like it. I mean, based on the quote that, Right Wing Watch had brought in here suggesting that, you know, I have not been watching his stuff, Conan, so I can't speak.
Well, I haven't either, but I know some of the people who are like him, who I don't have issue with. I mean, they are alt-right-ish, like Paul Joseph Watson and Sargon of Akkad. These are alt-right-ish guys. And, they're the ones that are next on the chopping block. And I think it's sad that these guys are they're just floating ideas. And these ideas have become criminal in the eyes of some of these agencies.
Floating an idea and discussing the idea with maybe a counterpoint, and then just embracing those ideas and saying these are the right ideas, as it seems that Molyneux has gone in a white nationalist direction. That's the understanding that I have from people who've been
paying
attention.
That all three of us haven't heard him in such a long time. Last time I heard him, one of his callers was calling in, and they were discussing his dreams. And I was kind of like, I don't need to. This is too Freudian for me. I don't need to listen to this. And that was about 2 or 3 years ago, and I haven't really followed him since. Every now and then, he'll do like a special. He'll break someone down, one of these shooters or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does a pretty good job of breaking it down, the facts. But I don't know where he stands.
If you do, maybe you've been paying closer attention. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have some quotes, over at the Southern Poverty Law Center from Molyneux, complete with citations. Sorry.
So the video I watched of his was from a month ago, and it was titled, Stephen Molyneux, My Brutal Year. Mm. So that was what I watched. That was the video I watched. It's one of the shorter videos. Normally his videos are like, a lot of times 1 to 2 hours long, and this one was only like 15 minutes, and it was just him, you know, talking about how times have been hard for Free Domain Radio.
Yeah, so some of these quotes here, I mean, I don't, if you want, I can read some of them, but he's definitely talking a lot about race and whiteness.
Oh, his big thing is the IQ difference. He likes to talk about how the whites are.
Well, that's how Cantwell started.
The whites and the Asians have a higher IQ than other peoples, and that puts them above and ahead.
Yeah, and that's how Cantwell started. Remember Cantwell when we ended up kicking him off of Free Talk Live for becoming a racist? He started talking about what he called race realism. So it wasn't white nationalism at that time. It was race realism. Not racism, but race realism. It's just a code word, basically, for racism. We got more on the way here. If you want to share your thoughts on the fall of Stephen Molyneux, and Cantwell has had a very similar trajectory, where he has now embraced the state completely. He believes the state can be used as a tool to create his perfect little white world. It's disgusting.
And remember, racism is just a subset of collectivism.
And anyway, the number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's get into hypocrisy on the way with caning coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Three women with joint U.S.-Mexican citizenship and six of their children are dead in an ambush as they drove a trio of SUVs along a dirt road in northern Mexico. The two youngest victims were twin babies, only 8 months old. Eight other children were able to escape the cars and hid in the brush during the attack that ran for some 11 miles. The victims lived in a village founded decades ago by an offshoot of the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints. Utah Senator Mitt Romney.
There are drug cartels that are working along the border, and there are a number of American families that live in that area, and that's a great risk to many, many people, and particularly the idea that women and children are going to be brutally murdered. It's really unthinkable.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points, the S&P down 3, and the NASDAQ up a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to. Coming up, a politician, he advocated caning for adultery, and he's now receiving a caning for adultery. Story from CNN internationally. We'll get into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line on our Discord server. Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire.
Wow, that's quick. Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just chime in on behalf of, what I still consider a friend in Stefan Molyneux.
He's your friend?
Well, we've met, and I followed him.
Well, I've met him, and I don't consider him a friend. I've interviewed him on the air, and I don't consider him a friend. He was a very talented communicator for the ideas of liberty, and from what I understand, that has changed.
Well, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you still watching his content?
Yeah, and if you're not, then you're not getting much of it, okay? I mean, how can you judge someone that you're not even listening, you could.
I've heard enough. I'll say that. I've heard enough.
Well, no, you think you've heard enough.
Yeah.
The fact is that he's talking all the time about all kinds of things, and not the least of which are white nationalists. I would say nationalists, people he's leaned more towards honoring his nation than most of us libertarians have. I don't
honoring you know. His nation. So meaning he's becoming a statist.
No, not so much that.
Nationalist. You'd describe him as a nationalist.
A nationalist. He believes, well, he believes in Canada, I guess. But,
didn't he sing the American, like the Star Spangled Banner when Trump got elected?
I didn't hear that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
that.
He did. He sang some sort of American nationalist song.
He became
a Trumper.
He was probably making a joke at the time.
I'm pretty sure he was pro-Trump.
I don't think there's anything that's really, you know, alt-rightish about Stefan. It just doesn't fit. You know, you look at Richard Spencer and you've got a different dude there, man. You're just, I don't know, You think that Stefan has followed Cantwell?
No, it's the reverse. Chris Cantwell has followed Stefan Molyneux.
Well, that's not true. Stefan has not gone anywhere near, you know, hating other races.
Okay. You know, so he doesn't hate other races, but he believes that blacks are inferior to whites.
No, he said this is all just curves. I mean, it's what...
But that's what he believes, right?
It's what many people believe.
But that's what he believes.
No, it's what scientists... He's taken information from people who claim...
Oh, it's just science. He's just saying what scientists are saying is what you're saying.
Well, you know, and he agrees because he's not a dummy either.
So what's the goal of promoting that particular brand of science? To get out there and make statements about blacks are not as smart as whites. Whites aren't as smart as Asians. You know, these statements that you hear people like this make. What's the point of doing that?
I'm not so sure. I don't know. I mean, It's to drag black people through the mud.
It's to collectivize all people as a particular, you know, level of intelligence, which for somebody who purportedly used to be an individualist is a complete falling away from what that person used to believe.
He's still an individualist.
Well, then what's the point of talking about groups like that? That's what Chris Cantwell has become obsessed with.
The moment you can accept that Cantwell has and Molyneux has not. Well,
I disagree with you.
The moment that you can accept the statement that all blacks are less intelligent than white people, you can't listen if you're yelling bad slang, or that blacks are less intelligent, or that Asians are more intelligent, if you can accept that, then you could also accept the statement that all whites are racist, right? Because you can accept statements about race.
I don't accept that. I don't even accept the idea that individually that you know, I've met people that are very plenty of melanin in them that have that are way smarter than me, and you know, I'm no, you know,
right. You're looking at individuals,
right?
You're not talking about groups.
And so is Stefan.
No, he's not. Not according to the quotes I'm reading online. No, I think you're covering for him for whatever reason, and I'm not sure what that is. But
I've watched some of the videos where he's clearly being very racist, and he is couching it in the science, but that's what a lot of people do.
That's right. That's what
racists,
and that way they can point to science and say, see. It's science that says this over here, even though they're ignoring the individual. And I want to say thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. But it's not that I haven't listened to anything he said. I've seen enough. I don't want to watch any more of it because I'm disgusted by it. I've heard it all from Chris Cantwell, and I suspect that Chris Cantwell picked up a lot of it from Stefan Molyneux.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because the direction Stefan Molyneux goes is the direction Chris Cantwell goes. Chris Cantwell, by the way, follows every single thing that comes out from Stefan Molyneux. Everything. He watches every video that Stefan Molyneux does here. Here's a quote from, this is Stefan's video from October 4th of 2015, quote, screaming racism at people because blacks are collectively less intelligent is insane, unquote. He goes on with a bunch of talking about whites and blacks and whites and blacks and Jews and this and that. And if that's what you're spending your time talking about, then it's understandable why somebody might think that you're a racist. And racism is the belief that one race is superior over another race. And it usually has to do with, you know, being very
well,
negative
that's,
towards them.
That's what the dictionary says.
Yeah.
It's become something completely different these days. Now it is if you just embrace stereotypes,
and this
you
thing,
could be labeled a racist. It's a different.
This thing about studying groups and judging groups based on their, you know, IQs or whatever, this is something that governments do.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, like, organizations do that are populated by, government loving liberals who want to create policies to, you know, help certain groups when they're actually really hurting them, right? And they just want to create all these different little systems based on creating one size fits all as best as they can for different groups of people, and it's a waste of time. It's like nonsense.
Yep.
If you just, you know, and this is what Stefan Molyneux was fighting against those systems.
He was against the state.
Yeah, he was against the state.
Previously.
He was against those types of collectivist systems, because Stefan Molyneux originally got a lot of his philosophy, you know, from Ayn Rand, and was kind of an objectivist and was against collectivizing and these kinds of things, and somehow, you know, kind of like a lot of people who have been Ayn Rand followers, became this nationalist pro-government nonsense, unfortunately.
But what changed? What was the, because usually a lot of people,
again, I think it was the chemotherapy,
they find libertarianism later on in life, and they just stay with it.
All it's, sorts of scientific
they
backing
they get burned out quite often. They want to move away from it all, but they never stop being libertarian.
Well, there's all sorts of scientific backing that chemotherapy kills lots and lots,
really?
And lots of brain cells.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the number where you can join us to ask what changed. That's Johnson's theory. If you are a longtime Stefan Molyneux listener and you, like, saw the devolution happen, the fall, and you can explain
it? I don't think he's stupid. I just think that it was a change.
Well, he's not stupid either.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the fall of Stefan Molyneux, who at one time was a principled libertarian advocating for the end of the state, introducing people to the slavery. I think he even made a video about how you were enslaved by the state, basically. Mm-hmm. It was really big. Eye-opening.
This is the story of your enslavement.
That's, I believe, what the name of the video was, actually. It wasn't coming to my mind. But, so it's a lot of people, they're getting turned on to freedom by this guy. And now he sounds apparently more like a white nationalist, at least for the last several years that he's been doing his show. The folks over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, by no means an unbiased source, have a detailed article kind of going through his background and his transition, how he kind of got to where he is, highlighting some not so great quotes from Molyneux here, where he seems to be obsessed with talking about race, whereas previously he was talking about the state and why the state is a terrible thing. And like Chris Cantwell, who follows him step by step, Molyneux has gone away from that sort of thing and has now embraced these white nationalist sounding talking points. We can share more of that with you here as well if you want to join us. Ian Johnson and Conan here in the studio tonight. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Another quote here from an interview. He interviewed somebody named Kevin Beaver in 2016. This was May 28th. Quote, "One of the biggest questions in America is ethnic crime rates. And you know," he says, "the Asians are the model minority, while American blacks and blacks around the world have truly shockingly high levels of criminality. And the general explanation is, slavery plus racism plus poverty, whatever it is which creates this unholy brew. But as far as I understand it, there are significant contributions that your field can make to help people untangle why there are such differences in ethnic positive and negative behaviors in society." He says, "American blacks have a roughly standard IQ below whites." So again, just obsessive talking about people in groups. Mm-hmm. Says crystal clear to me that you're not an individualist anymore. Because even if those things are true, and I've said this to Chris Cantwell how many times? I don't know, because we've had him on, he's called into this show. We've had him on Freer Talk Live, the after show, where he went up against Aria on one episode. He went up against Nobody on another episode, which was particularly good. They really got into it and really dug in deep to these issues. And, you know, as I've said to Cantwell many a times, it's the individual that matters. As libertarians, that's what we believe. We don't look at people, or at least we try not to. We certainly understand that people have a tendency to do this, right? Like, in our lives, people have a tendency to group folks together by whatever the common thread might happen to be between them. Republicans, Democrats, blacks and whites and men and women.
It's normal. I hang out with gamers.
Gamers and gays and, you know, you name it, right? But it's important to step out of that and look at the person as an individual. What are they bringing to the table? What is it that they are good at? What are they smart about? What are they, you know, what are their areas of intellect and intelligence? And to just look at groups and scientific studies ignores all of that. It ignores the individual, and it is contrary to what we as freedom-loving people should believe and what these men, like Molyneux, used to believe. Let's go to Mortified Turkey. He's on our Discord lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. You guys were talking about Cantwell and how, you know, one theory is that, I mean, even if you're just, it's just like a thought, the theory that you're, he went and was kind of seeing censorship or so-called censorship on media on platforms, and that he perhaps wanted to adopt the character to call out the censorship. But, I mean, when he goes through and becomes a Nazi to call out censorship, the part that nobody ever explains to me is, why should YouTube platform Nazis? Why should Twitter platform Nazis? Why should Facebook platform Nazis? I doubt they really want to do that. So what's the hypocrisy involved in not platforming Nazis or racists or even alt-right? Because I don't figure they want to.
Who was saying there was hypocrisy?
Well, it's just like, what would he be calling out? As far as censorship, I think it's kind of obvious that they'd want to censor those people from their platforms just for various reasons, including the market probably would.
Because platforms aren't publishers. And so there's a huge difference legally. If you are a publisher that is deciding the narrative that you want to promote versus being a platform. So when you say deplatform, that's not what they're doing. They're becoming a publisher, right? Because they're choosing what narrative that they support as a company. So that means that they're not a platform anymore. So you can't deplatform someone, right? That's a fiction. What that is, okay, is a publisher choosing to decide what content that they want to have around or not have around.
And you're saying that they should be, that there's some sort of regulation that comes into place when they, when they, since, because they're not going to put people being killed, you know, they're not going to put people torturing animals, they're not going to put child pornography. I'm not sure why they're going to put Nazis either, and I'm not sure why that's considered some sort of, blatant or evil kind of censorship. I wouldn't want to see Nazis on my Facebook feed, personally.
Then don't look at it. I mean, that's part of the thing about Facebook, right, is that you don't have to be friends with these people. But the other issue there is that it comes down to there's, like, government protections for publishers, right? There's freedom of speech.
They can't be sued for whatever happens on their platform. They can't be sued for it. But because they've become a publisher,
right?
Now it's the law has been upturned, and now, you know, if someone was to shoot up their school and a couple days before they had posted on Facebook that they were going to do it, and Facebook didn't notify the authorities and fast enough or something, you know, the school could sue Facebook, the parents could, you know, all manner of things could happen to Facebook, except they're supposed to be, you know, safe because they're just an open platform the way that they're supposed to be, but because they've been deplatform everybody for the last year, it's a little bit different now.
I don't buy it. I don't see any evidence that they have any obligation to air any particular point of viewpoint. Or
I don't think they do. It's their private property. They can do whatever they want with it.
I don't think that carries any weight. We don't see any court cases. We don't see anybody. I mean, that seems like it'd be a very obscure legal theory that doesn't...
Because they're not a publisher. Except they're proving that they really are.
I don't care what the word is. It's their private property. They can put whoever they want there. Whether they're a publisher or a platform or whatever, it's their platform. Yeah, but it's their publishing.
But we're not talking about a private platform any longer. We're talking about legalities.
Well, I don't care what
And I think all three of us in this room really care about it, but I mean, how do you protect yourself? How do you protect your platform if someone decides to sue you? What happens if one of your publishers on Free Talk Live posts something that is defamatory and ends up someone gets killed because of it, and then the entities that were harmed try to sue you?
Well, I don't have anything, so they're not going to get anything out of me.
But I mean, that might be happening, and I'm thinking some of these big entities are looking for some type of protection, and that's how this law. You know, I'm not sure what the law actually says.
I still don't know what this law is. People talk about this platform and the difference between that and a publisher, and I don't know what the law is on that. And I think it's a lot of speculation. Hey, Turkey, thanks for the call tonight. A little bit more here on Molyneux from the article at the SPLC. They talk about what happened to him, right? They talk about how he was a libertarian and he was pro-Ron Paul in 2008. And like then all of a sudden in 2013, 2014 till now, they say his output became more politically extreme. Shifting from Ayn Rand libertarian right to the ethno-nationalist far right, supporting Donald Trump and some other far right politicians in their electoral bids in 2016. Molyneux endorses their nativist, Islamophobic, ethno-nationalist immigration policies and opposition to globalists. This represents a sharp change from his point of view in 2007, which was back when we had him on the air, when he informed his viewers that, quote, Muslims are not your enemy, unquote. He is now firmly established as a prominent personality within the so-called pro-Trump alt-right reactionary community and occasionally collaborates with other commentators like Alex Jones. By far the most disturbing aspect of his move to the far right is his overt and sustained endorsement, promotion, and amplification of so-called scientific racism to his 650,000 subscribers on YouTube, which has been delivered alongside apologism for apartheid, the transatlantic slave trade, and the demonization of social justice leaders such as Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King.
Oh, Mandela. You said him.
And then they go on to talk about how Molyneux now believes that non-white human beings are genetically inferior to whites and that this, above all other factors, explains the present and the past. So, I mean, there's been a major shift in this guy's content. And I don't have to sit and watch it all to know that that's true. I've seen enough. And it's sad. Mm. We're out of time. Tonight, or you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.